Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. This is your, looks like your 5 p.m. update, Central Time, on Hurricane Ida. I'm right here in operations getting the latest information, and we still have a serious, catastrophic, life-threatening situation going on. The storm has 130 mile-per-hour winds, just looking at the latest information I have here. So you think about, we talked about making landfall Port Fourchon and then headed up towards Galliano, but look at this, still got an eye. We still have winds of 130 miles per hour. So still a dangerous hurricane, life-threatening, catastrophic wind damage associated with this. But it's not just around that center. Look at these little rings coming out of that center. Each one of those has just got significant amounts of wind associated. In fact, this outer ring over here, getting some wind gusts in New Orleans over in Kenner and also at Lakefront Airport, KNEW, from anywhere from 70 to 80 miles per hour. And that's damaging. So you're gonna have debris, just too dangerous to be outside. And I think the other thing too that we gotta start mentioning is the sun's gonna be going down. So as a result, some of this damage is gonna be night. We got to stay indoors. Stay in your safe place. It's too dangerous to be outside. Please, I think it's really wherever you are in a safe place, that's where you need to be tonight. We got to talk about this as well. So 130 mile per hour winds. That means we're staying high for a while, these winds. We still have Donaldsonville. We have Baton Rouge. We have Livingston Parish, Tangipahoa Parish. Any one of these areas could see some of those winds, the damaging winds. You can get power outages, trees down associated with that as we moved northward through the night. So if you're in Baton Rouge, if you're watching for Baton Rouge, really be in that safe place and be ready for some of those power outages and so many power outages. Listen, if you're going to use a generator, use it safely. Please do the research on how to use it safely. Keep it out of your house. Keep it out of your garage. Keep it away from open windows. Just stay safe. We lose a lot of people after these storms. It's still dangerous even after the storm passes. The latest forecast, we'll go through this real quick and get to the other hazards. Moving northward with time, we've covered that, and look how it moves. By Tuesday afternoon, we'll be up in Tennessee. So it's going to take some time to get there. In the meantime, we're going to have storm surge threats and some rain threats. And I do want to mention this. This is important with the storm surge. Some areas got some of that storm surge early. We had landfall Port Fourchon, and then we're located about right here, the center of the storm. We still have those strong winds. We saw that on the radar, the strong wind stretching out away from the storm. So some areas still having some of that storm surge piling up. There's also some areas that may not have seen their peak storm surge yet. So that's another reason to still be in that safe place. Around Lake Pontchartrain, the longer those winds persist, the more water you can put through the Rigolets into the lake, Lake Pontchartrain and Maurepas. But Lake Pontchartrain, 5 to 8 feet of storm surge, just really dangerous. Around Mandeville, around Laplace, Lacombe, just really got to watch those lakefront areas. Even Bay St. Louis over to Ocean Springs, some of these areas, 5 to 8 feet. Ocean Springs to the Mississippi-Alabama line, 4 to 7 feet of storm surge. Let's wrap it up with this threat as well. This is a life-threatening amount of rainfall. We talked about those rain bands that we saw on the radar along the core center of the movement, 10 to 15, even 20 inches of rain where the system's gonna slowly progress to the north. That's a dangerous amount of flash flooding. Stay off the road, stay in your safe place, and that's the best way to get through this storm. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.